Welcome to Pleasant Ridge Today, the official podcast of Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School in Viroqua, Wisconsin. I'm Robin Kottke.
I'm David Levin.
Hi, David.
Hi, Robin.
It's been 3 weeks.
3 weeks. I hardly recognize you.
Yeah. You know, I'm all bundled up. It's a cold day. We're post-holiday fair. And the home stretch before the end of the school year, calendar year.
Are your kids talking to you about how many days till Christmas and how many days till winter break?
Yes. Yes, and we also have an advent calendar, so that lends itself. We have a fun advent calendar this year. It has facts about Christmas, you know, throughout the world. And so that's been, you know, fun to learn a little trivia.
Can you share any?
I knew you were going to ask. Well, one today was all about, it was a kind of a scary story about how if children don't get in their their Christmas clothes, there's a, like a Christmas monster or something.
Where is this from? Do you remember?
I don't remember. We were in such a rush, but you know, the girls are so excited to open up the calendar and you know, it wasn't, didn't sound merry, but it sounded like kind of a fun tradition. I'll get back to you. I'll let you know exactly
Francis
what that is.
Francis has a Lego Harry Potter advent calendar. So every day they get another little piece that builds up to this whole scene at the end.
Wow.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll say. So holiday fair is behind us. Whew. That was a week ago, if you can believe it.
Man. Yeah, it was.
It was a resounding success.
I enjoyed it a lot. I always do.
Yeah.
For some reason, it was especially impressive to me this year. I think partly because I was a little more involved in some of the setup details.
Sure.
So I got to see the massive effort and the coordination. It's just this, I don't know, it reminds me of like beehives or something where they just, there's just this, it's like this biological memory that everybody just moves and all of a sudden things are in place and it's crazy.
Yeah, things are moving, huge boughs and branches are, you know, you know, being whisked through the halls and it is, it does seem very biological. There is that, it's almost like muscle memory. And yeah, it was really a sight to behold. Joe Lenars hooked up his camera and did a time-lapse video of just the transformation of the school gym.
Oh, fun.
But it's like the parents and the students just descend upon the school.
Exactly, right? And people are just moving around each other in the hallways and stuff. It's just like, it's just this level of coordination.
It's like the bee dance.
That's not really quite, I mean, it is coordinated, but it just looks like it's happening just completely automatically.
Mm-hmm. Like you're with me.
Just hitting their spot and just, and then the breakdown too. I mean, 2 hours, like it never happened.
Right.
It's crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
Wait, that just happened, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like a Eurythmy performance.
Good thing we take pictures.
And there are beautiful pictures this year.
Yeah. Haven't posted them quite yet, but soon.
Okay. Check out the parent portal.
Mm-hmm.
The leadership this year for the holiday fair was really tremendous. Lots of folks who have done it for, you know, coordinated their particular segment for the last few years. And so that seemed to come together really well. We had a few folks shadowing who will assume that role. Mm. And so to all of you out there listening, if there's a part of the fair that you particularly love and that you would like to help with in terms of coordinating, let us know, because we're always seeking more help coordinating this beautiful effort.
Yeah.
You know, I also have to give a shout out to the Youth Initiative students who came and helped in the kitchen. They made that beautiful meal on Friday with Lars. And actually, they were there Thursday night putting that together. And they helped out in that beautiful puppet show. And
the babysitting.
And the babysitting Friday night. I heard there were about 20 to 30 children there. I heard that was a lot of fun.
There's a lot of high school kids there too. Peter was part of that.
Oh, yeah. It's such a nice partnership. And it's so sweet, too, because many of those children went to Pleasant Ridge, and so they have very fond memories of the holiday fair. And then to come back, you know, as alumni and be able to give back in that way sure is sweet.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, and a lot of folks stopped by and just really told us how moved they were and inspired they were by the effort and just really acknowledged how this is, this particular holiday fair is really unique and special. And many folks this year, especially on Saturday with young children who said, this is our first time, you know, tell us how this works. So that's always a good measure of success too, is just you know, the word is, I think, getting out
exactly
to other families. And, you know, Jordan led the effort for the Twinkle Fest parade, and we handed out flyers there and encouraged people to come.
Oh, yeah.
So,
good,
anyway,
good. Thank
good
you,
job all around. Yes, indeed.
My goodness, so much thanks to give. If you get the lunchbox, if you read the lunchbox, I'm sure you do. It's a long list of coordinators and volunteers. Of course, we're all volunteers.
But over 20.
Oh, my goodness.
20, you know, coordinators, you know, leaders of this fair, too.
Yeah.
I also want to say on Friday with the tree lighting, how sweet that was to be led in song around the tree lighting. I don't remember that in my past 5 years doing it that way, but that was particularly sweet, and lots of folks commented on that too. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that? Were you in there for that?
I was not in there for that.
Oh, we sang Silent Night, and we were led by Dodie.
I think I went out right at that transition point.
Oh.
I don't remember why. I think my shift was starting.
Oh, okay.
You know, being at the door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love to sing at the holidays?
Yeah.
Yeah. David, apparently. No, I know you like to sing at the holidays. We should probably look at our calendar.
Yes. Friday the 20th, which is this coming Friday, right? A week from today. Festival of Light, 10:45 a.m. Oh, I always love that one.
Oh, me too. That might be my favorite.
It's really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Got to bring tissues for that one.
Yes.
On that same day, we're dismissing at noon for the grades, 10:30 dismissal for the kindergartens. Monday, December 23rd, is the alumni reunion from 6 to 9 at the Driftless Cafe. And then, of course, we're on break from December 23rd through January 3rd. I always think about that. Which Christmas song is it? Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. Beginning to look all at Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And some versions, they all laugh during that little section. And I thought, yeah, there's a lot of truth in that.
Mm-hmm.
Come January, first few days of January, I'm going to be thinking, when do we start again?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
and then
the
on
time.
The 6th, the answer is January 6th.
Yes. And just a reminder, on December 20th, Festival of Light starts at 10:45, that assembly. And then that goes right until just about noon.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a surprise this year. Well, I'm about to spoil the surprise.
Can you tell me? Don't tell me.
Well, I will. I mean, it will still be a surprise, because when was the last time you saw faculty and staff doing Eurythmy?
I can't think of the time.
Right. So you're in for a treat.
Okay. There's a note here about January hot lunch forms. Please turn your January hot lunch forms in as soon as possible. Due to the upcoming break, there's only a limited time available to process the forms before the new year.
We should talk about that.
Okay.
It's first and foremost on the Lunchbox Express under What's Cooking.
Yes.
It is important for both the kitchen and office staff to have a clear idea of who will be eating prior to the start of the month. This is especially important for January, because there's such a big break between the end of school for Christmas break and then coming back. Last week, we ended up running short of food with too many last-minute day-of signups. In order to keep costs down and to minimize food waste, our cook needs accurate numbers for each meal in advance. Please fill out your January form before the holiday break. This is even more imperative this month. The menu is attached to the Lunchbox Express, and forms are also available in the hallway, in the office, and on the school website. Also, please note, we are no longer accepting hot lunch forms without payment attached. If you know your child likes to eat all the meals offered consistently, please consider signing up for automatic withdrawal. Thank you. I was there that day. It was a Monday. It was the first Monday of the month, and there were no fewer than 20 folks coming in and, you know, signing up for lunch, and then we ran out of the, was it burritos? It wasn't burritos that day.
Monday is usually pizza.
Right. It was that Tuesday.
Okay.
And we still, you know, and that requires a lot of phone calls, you know, on the part of the office manager. It's just kind of a drag.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we are hoping to eventually move to an online sign up, because that would be so much easier. But in the, you know, it's as it always has been. Please get those in beforehand. Yeah. That's really helpful. And if you look at the menu for next month, there are some new items.
Oh.
Yeah. Josh said that his goal for 2020, his resolution, if you will, is going to be one new item a week. So I know that baked ziti is on the list. He added tofu to the rice and veggies. That's so delicious. It's one of my favorite meals.
That's really fun. Even just the other day, I realized I'd kind of stopped asking Francis about it every day.
Yeah.
You know?
Why does Dad care so much about my lunch?
What was new in lunch today? But I remember that. I said, hey, what's been going on? And she said, oh, the burritos, we had a whole bunch of more ingredient options this time.
Yes.
So
that
keeps getting better and better.
It does. Okay, so now I remember he's going to do a black bean taco bar.
Oh, fun.
In the month of January, too. And he did set up a burrito bar this time, so you could get chopped peppers, you could get onion. He even had a little guacamole there, mm-hmm. Some sour cream, salsa, chopped tomatoes. This guy doesn't joke around.
Not joking.
Everybody just sign up for automatic withdrawal. It's the way to go. Even my most fickle pickle, as I call her, will eat all of the things except for two items. And I think that eventually she'll get there.
Mm. Yeah, we got to work on Peter a little harder.
Oh, yeah.
Francis is in every day. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I got to make a note to do this because, like you say, with that break coming up, it'd be easy to not think about that with everything else going on.
Oh, yeah. I'm in there every day. I work there, and it slips my mind, too. So, yeah. You know, it's just one of those things where, how's this? You know, our tradition is to give each teacher a card, you know, at the end of the school calendar year for a holiday gift. Do it then. It'll just be done. You don't have to think about it. And that's my plan anyway. And maybe
right now,
we can put
as you're
some,
listening to this, yes. Make a note to yourself. grab a post-it note, or if you're in the car, I don't know what you're going to do, but...
Mm-hmm. Be safe, please. Just
yeah,
keep
never
driving,
mind if
keep
you're
your
in the
eyes
car.
On the road.
But, yeah, make a note right now, or it's going to slip away. Give me a second, I'm going to make a note right now. Can I borrow your pen?
Yes.
That was the sound effect of me making a note.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks, everybody.
On we go. Yeah. So Santa Lucia was this morning.
Oh, it was so sweet. You know, Christina Hotchkiss and her 8th grade class led the procession, and folks got to take turns being Santa Lucia and wearing the headdress with the lit candles and visiting all of the classrooms and bringing song. And the symbolism behind Santa Lucia is the coming of winter solstice and longer days to come. So, beautiful singing led, as always, by Julie Caspers Agar, who, you know, hasn't had children in the school for years and years, but this is just so near and dear to her. And also, Catherine Young lead this every year. And in fact, Julie just told me today that one year she was away in Egypt, you know, and she missed the holiday fair, and she missed Santa Lucia, and she missed the Advent spiral. Mm. And she said, I knew how much I loved those things, but to miss it one year was just felt kind of unmooring.
Interesting.
They're almost like touchstones for her throughout her year. Mm. So thank you to the 8th grade class and also to Julie and to Catherine for leading that beautiful procession.
And I am looking forward to longer days.
I know you
Ooh,
are.
Ooh, I do not like these.
Yeah, my love of the winter is, I have to admit, just waning just a little, you know.
Oh.
I mean, not a lot. I mean,
I'm
I still
sorry.
Love it. And I still, you know, love being cozy. And I like...
You can be cozy on a beach, too.
That's true.
Different kind of cozy.
Yes.
Anyway.
It has its place.
Just these long, dark periods.
Mm-hmm.
Not my favorite.
No.
But there's hope.
Mm-hmm. There is.
Light
always.
Is coming.
Yes.
Thanks to Santa Lucia.
Thanks indeed. Do you have your shopping done?
I don't.
I'm not even close.
No.
I have ideas, though. And so that's the good thing. You know, I just need a day where I can just get organized because we're not that far away.
Oh, boy.
I know.
Less than 2 weeks. I'm sorry to say
no,
that
that's
out
okay.
loud.
No, it's good. That will hopefully be inspiring. Do you do most of your shopping online?
A lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Mm-hmm. I try to do as much here locally as I can.
Yeah.
And some of that has already been done. I could still do some more. And then some of the other items will just be online also. We're trying to do a lot of experience gifts this year.
Those are great.
Yep.
I've got one of those coming too.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
a secret.
Oh, okay. I won't tell. So, but don't despair because we have some answers for you. If you are like us and not totally prepared, shop local this holiday season at Utopia Fiber Shop in downtown Viroqua. There you'll find cooperative games, art supplies, baby items, books, silks, handmade dolls, wooden toys, stocking stuffers, and much more. Sales support Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School and your local community. Gas cards are
oh, yeah.
a favorite gift for the folks in your life who drive, and you can get those right at Pleasant Ridge too. We also encourage you to check out all of our Scrip partners and support them in your holiday shopping, because not only does that keep our money local and support our economy, it also helps the school.
Hey, how's the annual giving campaign coming? Speaking of gifts,
it's going really well. We are about 7 days out from our goal date, and right now we are at 100% participation from the board.
Yay.
97% participation from faculty and staff.
Excellent.
And we are at 58% of the parent body.
All right, then.
So calls are being made, and visits are being paid by our board of directors to folks who haven't yet indicated participation, just because sometimes these things require a little more conversation. And for some, this is a new idea, but every gift counts. It can be made now or paid through and pledged now and paid through the end of June, our fiscal year. And whether that's $5 really, or, you know, anything beyond that.
Five million. Times infinity.
Yes. You know, it all counts. I mean, really our goal is not a monetary amount that we're hoping to get, but just 100% participation.
Yeah.
And it really adds up. And as we talked about last time, it really does inspire others to give, you know, especially when our inner circle, it's kind of like a vote of confidence for our school.
Yeah.
And it inspires others to say, wow, that level of participation, I want to help too. So, and we know that that's true for foundations and grant makers as well.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for your participation. If you have questions about this campaign, certainly talk to anybody on the board of directors or come see me in the development office.
And we have the displays in the entryway,
yes,
right? Indicating
yes.
the
You've probably
the
noticed
progress.
Those birds mm-hmm. taking flight. And I've added mm-hmm. many more birds this week. And then I'm also posting current participation every day, because in this last stretch, it tends to go up significantly
sure.
every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's another one. It'd be good to just mark it down and check it off your list.
Yes, I agree.
There's just so much going on this time of year. You really got it. For me anyway, mm-hmm. I need real explicit reminders for things that I really want to make sure happen.
Right. Yes. And in fact, you know, I've talked to a few people and just said, hey, you know, can we, you know, there are a few people on my list that I was supposed to follow up with, and, you know, and now I think people are starting to remember, oh yes, you know, that's on my list of, you know, things to do. And
yeah.
So another fun Pleasant Ridge tradition.
It's a gift.
It
More
is a
gift,
gift
giving.
Thank you.
All right. Host a student from South Korea on January 4th. Pleasant Ridge will be welcoming 9 visiting students from South Korea. And we're still looking for, I believe, one more host family. It's a 4-week stay. It's an amazing opportunity for both the students and the host families. Students are coming to experience what the typical American life is like. Are we typical? Typical enough, I guess.
Sure.
And they look forward to being immersed into your family life, from meals to family outings. As a host family, you'll also be compensated. Please see Jordan if you're interested in hosting or would like more information.
A remnant of the holiday fair, citrus blossoms. That's a favorite. My girls really look forward to those. The 7th grade will be selling citrus blossoms on the following days after school until 3:15. So Tuesday, December 17th and Wednesday, December 18th. Thank you for supporting our fundraiser. You know what the citrus blossom is, don't you?
I don't.
Oh, so the citrus blossom is either a lemon or an orange that has just been squeezed, you know, I mean, within reason, and then punctured with a hollow peppermint stick.
Oh, that's that?
Candy cane.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I had that. That's one of my favorite treats at the holiday fair.
See?
I have a hard time with those, though.
How so?
I always feel, I can't get the juice to come out of the peppermint straw.
Oh.
I'm too impatient.
Well, I think that, did you roll yours around to kind of, you know, and squeeze it to?
No, it's the peppermint stick.
Oh, that's
I don't
not
have a channel
totally
open
hollow. Oh.
On the peppermint stick, so nothing comes through there.
Well, that sounds like an exercise in frustration.
It's not been a good experience
for me. And
it's
very sticky, you know. I mean, they're delicious.
Boy, they're tasty.
Yeah. So those are available. Thanks for supporting.
Make sure you get a peppermint stick with a good hole in it.
Yes.
Make your own. Take mm-hmm. the initiative. Bite that thing off of there.
Yeah, that's the way.
Okay, so holiday decor, growing for good. We got our tree there this year. The trees, wreaths, and garlands have arrived. Going for Goods open this coming Wednesday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Please come pick up your holiday decor. We have a few extra trees as well as lovely poinsettias, beautiful lavender trees, and stunning succulent wreaths left from the holiday fair. If you'd like to purchase any of these items, please contact Stephanie Brown or stop on by Wednesday between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. Thank you for your support of Growing for Good and the seventh grade.
Those are really beautiful wreaths and trees and garland. We picked up our garland and wreath just the other day.
Thanks, Growing for Good.
Yeah, thanks, seventh grade. To honor the season, we will celebrate the Festival of Light with all students in grades 1 through 8 performing the Festival of Light this year on Friday, December 20th at 10:45 in the PRWS gym. Please join us for this reverent, joyful, and candlelit festival. Please have students in grades 5 through 8 dress in concert attire, white tops, black bottoms, and students in grade 1 through 4 dressed in festive attire. Performers will have time to change before the festival if they would like. Dress guidelines are available in the Lunchbox Express. No jeans, please. If heels are to be worn, conservative heels, please. And if you have any questions, you can call the front office. You can also visit the front office because there is concert attire available to borrow still up this year. And come, you know, borrow something. If you have something that your child no longer wears that would work, please leave it behind. And thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mentioned it on the calendar, but a little more information. The alumni reunion, Monday, December 23rd, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Driftless Cafe. Has it been at the Driftless in the past, or has it been over at Rooted Spoon?
It's been at, last year it was at Rooted Spoon. The year before it was at Driftless Cafe. We're doing it again this year there on Monday night. They're closed, so it's reserved just for us.
Nice. So anyway, please stop in Court Street, catch up with past teachers, students, and friends of PRWS. Alumni from all classes are welcome and encouraged to attend. Weigh in on plans for alumni events and initiatives as we gear up for our 40th anniversary celebration this spring and the worldwide centennial anniversary celebration of Waldorf education. Dinner will be served and the bar will be open for drink purchases. A $10 donation is requested. And thank you for helping spread the word to your PRWS pals. You can RSVP to Robin in the office.
That's right. Looking forward to that.
I sort of wish I were an alumni sometime so I could go to those.
You could totally come to that.
I'm not an alumni.
Yeah, but you're on the board.
I'm not
you're
a party crasher.
Well, but you are now an alumni parent. Now that you have a high school student, Peter is more than welcome to come.
Doesn't say parents. Oh, but Peter could come.
Yeah, we say friends of PRWS.
Oh.
I'd consider you
a
good friend.
I'm a pretty good friend.
Yeah.
The only thing is, if Peter came, he would not want me to come.
Really?
No. That age.
Oh.
Any proximity to parents in public is embarrassing.
Stephen has a story from when he was in junior high or high school, and he was with his parents in the mall, and he was just so embarrassed because of how white their tennis shoes were. It's like they were both just wearing these brand new sneakers, and just, you know, he still... he still cringes over that, and it's just, it's very funny to hear him tell it because, you know, he's... it's just so unlike him. He's usually oblivious to those kinds of things, but he was very, very aware of their very white, bright tennis shoes as a teenager. Anyway.
It's funny.
January, we talked about the January lunch menu. We are looking for hot lunch volunteers who'd like to come and serve. If you have 45 minutes, please sign up on our Google spreadsheet. Get free lunch. Try those new menu items.
Ooh.
Thank you.
I think that is it.
That is for this whole year.
For the whole year.
And you know, we started the podcast in January of last year. So this is, we're about to have our 1 year podcast anniversary.
We need a special cupcake or something for that.
We do. And why don't we celebrate that when we come back, when we do the next podcast
in the
after
new
the
year.
New year.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
So Christmas, New Year's. Some birthdays, who knows? A lot of stuff coming.
The holy nights.
Before we meet again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Yeah.
Happy New Year 2020.
Yeah. Here we come.
All right.
Thanks for listening.
Have a great one. See you then.